Go ahead. Stukes in the morning.
Yeah, I had a question. Why is it that people get in relationships knowing someone's a smoker and then they expect them to quit smoking?
You have that problem right now?
Yeah, I am. Every single day after I eat supper, I go have my cigarette. Every day before I go to bed, I go have a cigarette. And I get asked, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm going to have my cigarette. Why? That shit stinks.
Yeah.
Why do people do that when they know you're a smoker?
I don't know.
They're concerned about your health.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably because, you know, at first, I can look past the smoking and everything, and it's not that big of a deal. But then, you know, once they get more hunkered down in the relationship, they're trying to make you better. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it sucks.
Do you think it's peer pressure to stop smoking over the fact they don't like dealing with your smoky-tasting mouth or breath, or do you think it's more they're concerned about your well-being?
It's the smell of the cigarette smoke.
That's what bothers them?
Yeah, and it's pathetic because, I'm constantly chewing gum. I'm always brushing my teeth before I go to bed, everything, after I smoke.
Uh-huh.
So
what is this?
I don't know. I was just wondering.
Yeah, I don't know. I know. I mean, that's not cool. You know, I mean, it just depends on the person. And, you know, some people are different levels of smokers than others. Like, the ones that have to constantly all the time, you know, it's like,
That's disgusting, yeah. I still don't have that cough.
Okay, well, I guess, you know, how many packs a week are you?
I usually only smoke, a pack every other day, so...
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
It's not that big of a deal.
I guess a pack a day is when people are pretty full-fledged into smoking.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I think maybe he just wants you to quit for your own well-being. Wouldn't it be a good thing to try to do, though? Isn't that good? Wouldn't you like
what
to quit?
Now?
Wouldn't you like to quit smoking, though?
I have. I'm really mean when I try and quit. I get grouchy.
Well, yeah, but isn't that understandable? Shouldn't he know that?
Well, yeah, but it's like everyone expects you to quit, but then you get grouchy, and they're like, why are you grouchy?
And then you're like, listen, sons of bitches, you wanted me to quit? This is what you get!
Yeah, it's like a no-win situation. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I would use it as motivation. Try to quit smoking again. Get on the patch or something. And, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. But yeah, you're right. You should know going into a relationship, you get what you have going in. And a lot of people, they're committed to being lifelong smokers. You know, they're like, I don't care. If I get lung cancer and die, that's fine.
You're going to die anyways.
Yeah. Well, what was it, Dennis Leary, who said, those are the worst years of your life anyway that you're losing if you're a smoker. I don't know. But
all right, thanks.
Good luck to you, all right?
All right, bye. Take